What's going on? Who's still using ham radio?
I don't know.
I feel like there's got to be a way to get child porn through ham radio. And that's the only reason anyone's still using it.
Could you fax child porn?
Is yeah, anyone? You can.
You can probably fax child
porn. You absolutely can. And there's got to be somebody who's been arrested for doing that.
Faxing child porn. Just beating off the blurry, smeared little kids getting their little ass dick sucked.
Did you unplug my fax machine? Mom, don't come in the basement and don't touch my fax machine.
Yo, there must have been a time in history where the most technologically advanced fucking child predators were faxing stills.
Some guys, some guys at the hobby store, and his beeper goes off, and he's like, I have to go home real quick. I have some business I have to attend to at my personal fax machine at home.
Oh, fuck. That is probably the stupidest way to get porn. Mm-hmm. Is there anything dumber?
By singing Telegram, probably. Yeah. She was four years old. Hey, you're looking great. Happy birthday. He took off her pants.
What if they fucked a child as part of their singing Telegraph? Now we're talking.
Hell yeah, dude.
Now we're getting
that's
somewhere.
That's a good startup idea. When I was in community college, I took this bullshit like marketing class, like this business and marketing class, and the semester project was like you know, we have to like come up, we have to design like a business mission, like a business plan for our business or whatever. Everyone had stupid ideas. Mine was like a website that advertises like local businesses, like, you know,
right.
I mean, this is 10 years ago. Right, so, right. You know, it was like a souped up version of Craigslist or whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know, whatever you want to call it. And then there was these two guys in the class, these giant dudes. They were both like 7 feet tall. It was like a black dude and this like enormous like white guy, like white wigger that looked like an owl.
Looked like an owl.
Yeah, a very owl-y.
Pointy nose and shit.
Yeah, pointy owl-like features, like, you know, arched eyebrows and shit. Very sort of like, you know, sinister-looking face, real fat.
Oh, fuck, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but like 9XL, tall tees, fucking, you know, big cargo sweatpants, Air Force Ones. And then he would like, he had this like sort of shitty shoulder-length, like longer hair. Held with like one of those just like real thin
hair bands.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, the soccer players and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Oh, that's and classic. Yeah, yeah. That's classic.
On the two of those guys, they're real cool to me because I remember like, you know, one time I was like, hey, you guys over 21? They're like, yeah. And I was like, can you buy me liquor? You know, because I was like 17 or something. They were like, yeah, sure. And like they gave me a ride to the liquor store and I sat next to them and they were cool. And but the wigger guy got in his car, and you just couldn't sit behind him because he put his chair all the way back to the back seat. Like it was used to be cool to like have your chair back.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
you'd have his case. So he was like basically laying down while driving.
Right.
But yeah, so I like oh yeah, another time in that class, I remember the professor was like asking questions about something, and there was some kid named like Umar or something in the class. And the professor's like doing roll call, and he's like, Umar, you know, Prajijiptu, or whatever right. The fuck his last name is. So, yeah, Umar Smellbatty or something. And he like, so he says the kid's name, the teacher, and then he looks at him and he goes, he's like, Pakistan? India, Pakistan, India, you know, and he like does this like back and forth thing, trying to guess where the kid's from. And like the kid doesn't know what the teacher's doing. And before he can answer, that big weird kid's like, ooh, he said Osama, yo daddy, huh?
My man.
Yeah.
Said.
Ooh, he said Osama, yo daddy. And yes, but no. So they're like. They at the end of the year, you know, we had to like deliver our like business plan. Or
right,
yeah. It was like a presentation, and those two guys just decided they were gonna work together. They're like, "Yeah, we're doing a group project," you know, and it's like that wasn't allowed or whatever.
Right.
This community college teacher was like, "Yeah, sure, I guess,
yeah,
whatever."
Yeah.
And they're like, "All right, check it out. It's a 24/7 hour weed, beer, and cigarettes delivery service."
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's just illegal. Yeah. Their business, our business plan is we just break the law.
All of our information.
Yeah. And he was like, B minus, B plus.
Yeah.
That is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was fucking, God, community college. I worked the front desk at a community college, like
which
testing
one?
Center, CCBC.
Okay.
It was just fucking, it was awesome, dude. It was nothing but like
guys like that who just didn't give a fuck, or just like the hardest working moms that have like six jobs and like are getting their nursing degree and shit.
Yeah. No, when I took my GED test, it was nothing but just trash people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was like three girls that were pregnant, and there was this, there were like the instructor was like giving everyone instructions. She's like, make sure your cell phone is off, not on vibrate, not on silent, make sure it's off. She's like, if your phone goes off and I hear it go off while you're in class, not only am I taking your phone away, you fail the class, you know,
right,
you fail
right,
the
right.
GED,
right, right,
you don't
right.
get your money back, right. you know, you have to come redo it again. And this like girl is pregnant next to me. She's like, damn, I will be so pissed at whoever call me. And then she like thinks people are going to laugh, and like no one laughed. And she's like, yeah, that's why I'm telling you to turn your phone off now so that it doesn't happen. She's like, I'm just saying.
Trying to get a laugh out of this room of strangers,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
of like retarded
yeah, we're not
strangers.
In class together. Yeah. You just miss that element of high school so yeah. much. You don't realize that this is the last chance you're ever going to get.
Right. In
the
class
fucking GED
clown
test.
In your GED.
That is so fucking good.
Yeah, that girl sucked.
Oh, man. There was at that community college, I remember there was just like a table of fucking black nerds versus like Hawaiian shirt white nerds. It was mm-hmm. so fucking just the black Naruto nerds that were just
oh, hell
like,
yeah.
yeah, they were just
yeah,
like,
what is it with black nerds? They love anime. We yeah. got into that on that, on we talked about that on a podcast.
Oh,
before.
Did we? Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they were the best. Mm-hmm. They just had like, they had Hawaiian shirt, they had black beaters
yeah.
open with Hawaiian shirts, but not like, like dragon Hawaiian. Like they were like graphic, and then just like puka shell necklaces and shit. Mm-hmm. They were fucking. That was the best
Echo
look.
Echo used to make like a line of like urban anime type.
Yeah,
like,
Echo is yeah. huge in the black nerd community.
Yeah, they love yeah. it. Yeah. Black Echo.
Because
yeah.
it was cool for like, in just straight up, it was cool for like, you know, it had its run.
Yeah.
And then immediately it became like shit you could only get at like Marshalls
TJ
and shit.
Maxx, yeah.
So like, uncool black kids' moms who, you know, were just like, you're wearing this? I don't give a fuck what you say. You know what I mean? He's like, okay. And it was like, oh, god damn it, mom. Like, they'd yeah. all try to go Super Saiyan. That was my favorite. The black yeah. nerds that tried to go Super Saiyan.
No, I had a black nerd friend that was, like, into Mark Echo, not just the clothes, but the guy. I didn't even know that was a real name. I didn't think that was
think
a...
He's yeah. a great businessman. That's like
is he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he the Elon Musk of shitty clothes with too many
yeah.
pockets?
Yeah.
Denim with too many pockets.
The logo's cool. It's a rhino.